When the saxophonist Rudresh Mahanthappa was growing up, he was not surrounded by many other Indian Americans. Unlike New York City, where he lives now, Boulder, Colorado did not have much of an Indian population. His parents spoke Kannada, but he only understood enough to know when he was in trouble. Sometimes his family would get together with other Indian families for organized Sunday gatherings.
All the men watched the Denver Broncos game, all the women were in the kitchen, and all the kids were, you know, beating the crap out of each other in the basement or in the toy room or whatever.
He hated it. He says for a long time, he didn't give much thought to his Indian heritage. What he did give a lot of thought to was music. In elementary school, he got so into the recorder that he took private Baroque recorder lessons. He switched to saxophone when he was about 10, and he credits his first teacher, a college student, with broadening his musical horizons.
I think I was his first student. And so it was kind of an experiment for him.
His teacher would lend him records from his own collection. Sidney Bechet, Louis Armstrong, Ornette Coleman, and the band Yes. He also helped him develop his ear.
He had me learning TV show themes. Like, I had this little mono tape recorder, and I'd hold it up to the TV and record the song for All in the Family. And then I would work on that for 2 weeks. The theme to Dallas and Taxi, Falcon Crest, that was a great one.
As far as his parents were concerned, this was all great.
We went to lots of concerts, and, you know, they were totally behind, like, private lessons and working on this thing. But then when it started becoming a career choice, they definitely got very, very freaked out. I mean, my dad came over here to do his PhD at Harvard in physics.
Both his brothers played instruments, too, but they went into the sciences. Mahanthappa only followed in his father's footsteps geographically. He went to the Berklee College of Music in Boston. After one of his performances there, his brother came backstage and gave him a gag gift.
The CD called Saxophone Indian Style. And a lot of these Indian music CDs have these incredibly goofy titles like that. I looked at it, and I recognized the name. And he thought it was funny. He bought it as a joke. I was like, man, I've been trying to find a recording of this guy forever.
It was a recording by Kadri Gopalnath, the Carnatic, that's South Indian classical music, saxophone pioneer. Before him, there was no Carnatic saxophone music in India. It was all sung and played on traditional Indian instruments. Gopalnath first saw saxophone in a palace band during his summer vacation in 1965. He was 15.
I thought, oh, this lovely sound and rich and perfect bass effect and all that. I thought, okay, why not I can try this? There was a fighting with my daddy. He told, no, that is a band instrument, you cannot play. It is not possible to play Indian classical. I said, no, I will show that.
Though his father thought the saxophone was too Western, his mother intervened. He sent away for a saxophone, and since there were no sax teachers in India, he took Indian classical music lessons from voice teachers, learning ragas and other sacred music from them and transferring it to saxophone. So back in 1994, Rudresh Mahanthappa's jazz band from Berklee went to play in India, and he decided to try to find Gopalnath.
I heard he lived in Madras. We were in Madras, and I looked for him, and everyone said that he was in Bangalore. And then when we went to Bangalore, everybody said he's in Madras.
He never found him while he was there, but Mahanthappa now says that trip turned everything around. For the first time, he became genuinely interested in his Indian heritage, and especially in India's musical traditions. His most recent CD, Mother Tongue, is based directly on the different languages spoken in India, though you'd never know that just by listening to it. What is pretty obvious is the influence of John Coltrane. Mahanthappa got the idea for Mother Tongue from a question people have asked him repeatedly. Do you speak Indian? India has 15 official languages, none called Indian. So he asked other Indian Americans to call his answering machine and answer that question in the languages of their native regions. He transcribed those messages melodically, and that's basically what you're hearing now.
Listen, I'll play three times. I'll play three times.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mahanthappa's newest project is a fusion of his own jazz compositions and India's Carnatic music, specifically the music of Kadri Gopalnath. Mahanthappa never stopped looking for him, and they finally met 4 years ago at a performance in Boston. Here they are last month, rehearsing in India.
It's kind of amazing to me that it's even happening. I'm still kind of in shock. I mean, for me personally, it was like sitting next to Charlie Parker, John Coltrane. Like, I mean, I can never say what that would have been like, but it was that kind of feeling. Like, I couldn't believe that this guy was just sitting 2 feet away from me.
During another rehearsal last week at a music studio in Chelsea, Gopalnath was sitting cross-legged on an Indian rug with no shoes on. A violinist he frequently plays with in India sat next to him, draped in an orange sari. Mahanthapa and the rest of his quartet were standing, looking like a pretty standard jazz group. Even their horns look and sound different. Although many more professional horns have passed through Kadri Gopalnath's hands over the last 40 years, his favorite, the one he always plays in concert, is the one he got when he was 15. It's decorated with coins hanging from the neck and a ring of rhinestones around its bell, and he carries it around in a glittery green case covered with stickers of Ganesha, the Hindu goddess. Mahanthapa says they're going for a synthesis of ideas and musical forms to create something that hasn't been heard before. For Mahanthapa, getting to play with Gopalnath is a bit like finding the Holy Grail. And he says there's something in it for his parents.
It's kind of like, yeah, I don't speak your language, but I'm definitely plugged in, and this is how I'm speaking your language, you know, and I think they really dig that.
Rudresh Mahanthapa and Kadri Gopalnath will play 3 shows at the Asia Society beginning tomorrow night. For WNYC, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.